sneered at because he couldn't read. You know, he still really can't read music. But he has such incredible ears. He picks up things and, you know, three times later, he's got it memorized and he can play. So that's why we could put him into a bigger band where there was a chart to be read. And he just was amazing how quickly he learned, even though he could not read. So all these other musicians were very quick readers, you know. They go, well, what's this guy, you know, he can't even read music. So he was very, very isolated. Every Saturday afternoon, when there were no classes, we had jam sessions, and they went on from 1 o'clock till 6 o'clock till dinner time. And different groups came up. And one time, and I just happened to be there, Ornette Coleman was sitting in the audience part, you know, listening. And I know that he felt, you know, these guys are never going to invite me to jam with them. And I don't even know that I want to, you know. But he sat there for about 2 or 3 hours. And then suddenly he got up and he grabbed his horn and he went up on stage. And immediately the then present rhythm section left. But then some other ones, you know, he said, hey, come on, let's play. And eventually he got a rhythm section that came up, took about 10, 15 minutes, and then became one of the most amazing things I ever heard. He started playing, and I like to say, and I don't know that this is accurate, that he played something like 99 choruses of the blues. It went on for, and it was a sort of medium tempo. It went on and on and on. And he, in that process, that just that one piece, he wore out three rhythms.